were talking about, you know, as I was talking to Paul, I was talking about, you know, the United Prayer in Pensacola and what took place, mm-hmm. you know, and all the prayer that had taken place. We're believing for the whole city to be able to turn. And God had me on a journey of doing different things for him. But one, he told me very specifically that I was this particular United Prayer in Pensacola was going to take place. Mm-hmm. And he told me not only where it was going to happen, he told me not only how it was going to be led, but he also told me where I was going to be seated.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I just, you know, kind of put things away. I didn't even, it didn't exist prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, you know, Paul's talking about, we were going from, as ministers, we were gathering together in the city and just praying and asking God to touch the city and to turn it into to him and bless it. And, you know, being former law enforcement, God just spoke to me out of the middle of nowhere. Just said, then we need to repent for mm-hmm. racial profiling taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back in from the parking lot, the dirt parking lot of that church. And I go back in there and I say, you know, hey, guys, the Lord just, you know, said this. And they go, of course, they immediately turn back to me and said, well, you need to do it. That didn't cross my mind, you know. And it's like Moses. I had no idea you were going to send me. And so
right. And so
I said, okay, you know, okay. And as I was talking about it with Paul, you hear me talk about milk in the beginning of it. And Chris captured for us. We actually have, we're going to make it available to you, the video of Pastor Willie Williams and myself at the Pensacola Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a few moments, but you can see it was, you remember that night? It just shift. That was the moment.
Yeah.
God is so into justice. God is pleased when we say that was wrong. Forgive mm-hmm. us, you know, yeah. and to pray for forgiveness for the sins of our fathers. So you have all this, what, 6,000 to 8,000 people packing out this, people were praying over different issues, and it was just a typical, you know, good gathering of prayer. Mm-hmm. And so we're just thinking, you know, we're going to be next and we're mm-hmm. going to go up. And he came up there and he's an African-American pastor. His church was top of the bottom. And I was coming, I was pastor of Living Stones Fellowship at that time. I found the right. work that I had. And so we come out and we meet on the stage. And listen up, this is it.
Father God.
I do want to say this. I looked so much younger at that time.
Yes, you did.
I look so totally amazing. Okay, let's listen up.
Father God. Lord, I grew up in this community, Lord, and we're reaping even from my own sin when I was in the world, Lord. Forgive me for my sin in this world. I was in law enforcement for 10 years in this community. We were praying the other day, and the Lord laid on my heart.
At this point, I've actually turned to Pastor Willie Williams, and we're standing on the stage, mm-hmm. and I just turned to him and began to just, you know, what God had laid on my heart about repenting, like he said, at that particular minister's gathering that needed to be done.
Unity. Mm-hmm. We were praying the other day, and the Lord laid on my heart. He says, you need to stand in the gap and repent for the profiling that's taking place in this community. Nobody knows, unless you're a man or a woman of color, what it's like to get a gallon of milk. Nobody knows what it's like.
No, I'm talking about the gallon of milk. Pastor Williams and I had already talked about that. You know, you're sending your child to the store to pick up a gallon of milk, mm-hmm. and their whole world has changed as you know it because mm-hmm. they got profiled. Something as simple as going to get a gallon of milk, and so it may seem out of context, but that's what, you know, Pastor and I was talking about. Pastor Williams and myself were talking about.
Right.
Gallon of milk. Nobody knows what it's like to have your boy just walk down the street, just normal like any other boy, but he's profiled and he's judged. God said, I looked and looked for a man to stand in the gap, and I couldn't find one. Well, I'm here.
Amen.
And I'm standing in the gap right now. And I ask you to stand in the gap tonight. I'd like to repent. You know, as a father gets excited about trying to protect his home, sometimes he goes overboard with his authority. And the very ones he's trying to protect, the rights he's trying to protect, he violates. Oh God, would you forgive the law of this land for all the fathers that were shamed in front of their wives and their kids as if they did something wrong and they did nothing wrong? for all the sons that walked down the street, but they didn't know if somebody pointed a finger at him because of judging, profiling, that his life could have changed forever. I want to repent for you as a former law enforcement officer, now a pastor in this community. I want to be humble before you. I want to ask you for your forgiveness. Can I get on a knee before you and repent before you? Would you forgive the law enforcement, the sheriff, and all of his men? Would you forgive the police officers and all of their men? For the ladies that had to watch their children taken off, knowing nothing was done wrong, but they were profiled. And nobody knows this unless you're a man of color, or if you're a woman of color. Nobody understands this. But you understand it. And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement. Would you forgive us?
Yes. For every child had to sit in the car and see their father humiliated. For every mother had to go to the jail and plead to the judge. Right now, on behalf of those families that have been unjust, I stand before you now and we receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
Hey. It's like the presence of God just broke out at that moment. Mm-hmm. It's such a powerful, powerful. Listen, God, we know for a fact when that one moment, God just exploded his presence, like Paul said, and we know we were there. And it may seem just like something that God is into justice.
Yes, he is.
God is into justice. So we're going to make that available, you know, to you, that video available to you on the VFN Torch as well. But also under justice and racial profiling will be also, you can find as well. But, you know, when I was leaving, when we were doing some research on this, there was a paper during revival at that time that was pouring out of Brownsville Assembly of God. The paper was called The Remnant.
Oh, yeah.
So that was August the 26th of 2000, which we're only 5 days away from being exactly 12 years away right now.
Wow.
When was that?
It was August the 26th, 2000, and now we're it'll be 12 years and 5 days. And August the 26th, it'll be 12 years to the day that took place.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. What is God doing? You know, he's a God of numbers and all. And they talk about it in the remnant, and it's available. I had no idea it was available, but I found out it's available online. Mm. And it talks about the different things, but under the August 26th issue, they talk about what took place there and what happened between myself and Pastor Willie Williams and how everybody responded. Listen, you know, God is into justice. And when I was leaving there, when we were leaving there and we were headed back and we're just kind of just awed at what God was doing, we turned on the radio and we had no idea this was going on. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III, Dr. King's son, that very same moment that Pastor Willie Williams and myself were on the stage in the auditorium at United Prayer in Pensacola, repenting for profiling, and God was showing up powerfully. Dr. King's son was standing in the mall speaking on behalf of racial profiling, and we're going to make this available to you as well. The very same day, the very same hour. Listen, God is so in control, is he not?
Yes, he is.
He's so in control. And we have some transcripts here from, I think, ABC News that's available that was online. We're going to link it up so you can be able to find that. But understand that he was speaking on behalf of, you know, bringing justice back and recapturing the dream and stopping racial profiling taking place. So my Dr. King's son was in the mall. Pastor Willie Williams and myself were on the stage following the voice of God, remember, because it was God's idea.
That's right.
And God is just orchestrating things because we first have to repent. God looks for a man to stand in the gap, and he tells us things, and if we will respond to it, then we can repent for that, and God can move then and move like he couldn't move before. Well, it's just a powerful, powerful thing.